Hey, hello again. Tis myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Podcast. This is a continuation of our Way message on grace, and we're looking at part three of the forgetfulness of grace. Do you remember King David? Oh, yeah, David. David was perhaps the greatest king ever of Israel. He wrote many of the Psalms. He was God's choice over Saul. And yet, he coveted his neighbor's wife and stole her for himself. Who did? David did, the psalmist. And then after that, he lied to cover up his sin. And then on top of that, he had her husband murdered. Those are just the facts. Check them out. See 2 Samuel chapter 11, 2 Samuel chapter 12. Oh, so when it comes to the New Testament, isn't David lambasted as a terrible man? No. He's never remembered for his wickedness. In fact, the New Testament quotes heavily from the Psalms that bear his name. And yes, he was a philandering murderer. But that's not mentioned in the New Testament. Now, what's going on here? I'll tell you what's going on. It's beautiful, marvelous, matchless grace. It's the grace of forgetfulness. And you can see David repented of that wickedness. Psalm 51. But it's never mentioned in the New Testament. His sin is not mentioned. What has happened? Why are his failures not mentioned? Well, it's because of what is written in Isaiah 43:25, which says, I, even I, am he that blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Oh, yeah, that's why his failures aren't mentioned. It's also because of Hebrews 8:12, which says, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, and their iniquities will I remember no more. So listen to me. Listen. Are you listening? When God forgets our sins, he doesn't bring them up again. For as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Psalm 103, verse 12. God will never bring up our sin again. Thank you, Jesus. It may take a lifetime of gospel bathing to get that truth planted deep in our hearts, but the fact is God commits our sins to his forgetfulness. God chooses to forgive us and to forget our sins. This doesn't mean that God makes light of sin. No. He never makes light of it. Remember, the Bible says that sins earn damnation. The Bible says that sin takes a sinner to destruction. Romans 6:23. But when God brings us to change our mind about our sin, yeah, that's what we call repentance. And to look by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ for mercy, we take a hold of that which has already been accomplished. And we experientially receive our forgiveness. Well, how is that possible, Brother Miles? It's because Jesus Christ has already taken the sins of his people on the cross. As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews 9:27-28. It's as if the Father says to the believer, I will reckon the doing and dying of my Son to you. I will give you his righteousness and clothe you with his righteousness so that when you come before me, you will be just as if you have never sinned. What? Yeah, that's what the Bible calls justification. Check it out, Romans 4:23-25. Romans 4:23-25. In other words, God declares us sinless not because we are sinless, not because we deserve this declaration, but because of the death of Christ. see Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. His doing and dying are imputed, reckoned to us. What would you explain that to me, Brother Miles? You know something? I can't explain it all. Look, there's a mystery about the atonement that none of us understands. I only know that Christ died for me in my place and in my stead. Do you know that? Can you say that? That Christ died for you? Can you confess that? Say it out loud. Tell your friends, Christ died for you. And here's something else I know. Because Jesus died and shed his blood, my failures are no longer mentioned. And that's because the Lord has said, I am he that blots out thy transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Isaiah 43:25. For I will be merciful unto their unrighteousness and their sins, and their iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 8:12. There's some people, you know, who say, oh, look, we can't know whether we're saved or not. No. They say that we cannot be sure whether or not we're going to go to heaven. However, this is not the case with the gospel believer. The gospel believer knows, she knows, that their sins are forgiven. Why? Why do they know that? Because in Hebrews 1:3 it says our sins are purged. Because in Isaiah 43:25 it says our sins are blotted out. Because in Psalm 103:12 it says that our sins are removed. Because in Isaiah 38:17 it says they are behind God's back. Because in Micah 7:19 they are cast into the depth of the sea. In Christ, the believer's sin is gone. Some years ago in Belfast, Northern Ireland, a certain notorious character involved in all sorts of evil deeds was converted. He was changed by the grace of God. He believed, he repented. And in the aftermath of his conversion, as the years went on, he took every opportunity to tell the story of how the grace of God had saved him. And then on one occasion, just before he rose to speak at this particular church, someone sent an envelope up to the platform, and opening it up, the man saw a long list of sins and crimes that he had committed. And the unspoken implication was that what right does a person like you have to stand up and speak for Christ? And when the former criminal saw the note, his first impulse was to get out of there, get out of Dodge. It was to leave. But instead, no. He stepped boldly to the pulpit and said, friends, I am accused of crimes and sins committed in this very city. I will read you the note to you. One after another, he read the sins of the list and the conclusion of each accusation, and he stopped and said, it is true. I did that. I'm guilty. And when he had finished the whole list, he paused for a moment and then continued. You ask how I dare stand before you to speak of the righteousness and truth with a list of crimes like that against my name? I will tell you how. It's because God says, I am he that blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Isaiah 43:25. And then he says, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities. I will remember no more. Hebrews 8:12. So, let me ask, if God has forgotten our sins and failures, why do we keep remembering them? Man, it's terrible. We get plagued with the memory of our failures. We identify ourselves as failure. Do we not know the scripture? No, we don't. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Oh, God says, I am he that blots out your transgression. Why'd you do that, Lord? For my own sake. And I will not remember your sins. Isaiah 43:25. So, I'll ask again. If God has forgotten our sins and our failures, why do we keep remembering them? We get plagued by the memory of our failures. We are skilled at continuing to punish ourselves. Yeah. However, continual mental self-punishing will eventually destroy us. Isn't it time to accept the grace of God? The scripture says, if any man is holy, prayerful, and always faithful, he has an advocate with the Father. No, it doesn't say that. We think that sometimes. No. It says, if any man sin, he has an advocate with the Father. 1 John 2:1, check it out. The gospel truth that their sins are dead and buried in Christ. They are remembered. No. More. And so when we consider our past or our present, and we come creeping into our corners with a guilty conscience, we can rejoice in the forgetfulness of grace. For God has said, I am he that blots out your transgressions for my own sake. And I will not remember your sins, Isaiah 43:25. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Hebrews 8:12. Boy, that is the gospel truth. Thanks so much for being with us today. If this message has helped you, and send it on. Just forward it on. Give it away. Oh, that God's precious saints would know the gospel and live in it. Hey, a lot of this material you can find in one of my books, Living in Grace, The Gospel Truth About Living in Grace, and that's available on Amazon, along with lots of my books. Yeah, there's 10 of them, I think. But anyway, I am he that blots out your transgressions. If I can help you, by the way, email me, miles@milesmckee.com. I'll put out a Wednesday word if you want to subscribe to it. It's free. Just email me, miles@milesmckee.com, and include your the subject line, which says Wednesday Word, or just subscribe. Okay, may the Lord bless you with his presence. May you know the glory of God in the face of Christ. And that is the gospel truth.